Why should electrical customers in Petersburg and Wrangell care about this issue? What does it mean to them?
Well, as I think all the consumers know who have lived through a pretty big spike in oil prices, one of the real assets that Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan have is the access to renewable hydro. And Matt, you know, I've been working on this for over 20 years since Tai'i was being built. And I've got to tell you, the amount of money that it has saved the customers in the southeast communities by having those projects built and operated is enormous. Anytime you propose changing something from the way it was, you ought to be interested, and I hope people are. I want to tell you though, I truly, absolutely believe this is a better deal than what we have today. There's no question in my mind about that.
What does this mean for rates, and what kind of guarantees are there that the rates aren't going to end up going up as a result of this because of taking on more debt or that sort of thing?
Actually, we're going to be eliminating debt. We're going to have smaller debt considerably. Even if you went and divided, the debt in two, it'll be less than that. The current debt. We have about $55 million of debt as a whole in the Fort Am pool. The advantage we've got by shedding the two projects is number one, Kodiak is paying $38 million for their project, which goes a long ways towards either paying off or defeasing our existing debt. The other main advantage is that with the completion of the Swan Tie Intertie, we are going to have one interconnected system, and Southeast Alaska Power Agency, which is the proposed new name for the entity, will have one vision, and that by being interconnected, everybody, whether the power comes from Swan Lake or Tai'i Lake, all the ratepayers in Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan will be treated the same. They'll all enjoy the same wholesale power rate. And you can plan for the future with that interconnected system where you can go out and, if the board wanted to, you can easily add more hydro to the system, because I think that's going to be the challenge in the coming decades, is to get more hydro online, because it's pretty obvious people are using more hydro as opposed to filling up their fuel oil tanks.
I think the question I've heard kind of a little bit in Petersburg and Wrangell, what safeguards will be in place under the new organization to make sure that the power from Tai'i Lake continues to be prioritized to Petersburg and Wrangell first, meet their needs before
right.
excess is sold to Ketchikan or other connections?
Yeah, that's a real good question. And the new power sales agreement provides more protections for Wrangell and Petersburg with their rights to dedicate it for firm power out of Tai'i than the current one does. The proposed power sales agreement, what we've done is we've developed classes of power, and we call them, the first one is dedicated output. And that dedicated output, like for Wrangell and Petersburg, is from Tai'i. That is the first priority of the delivery of power. The second, and this is real important to Wrangell and Petersburg, is that there's a term that's called additional dedicated output. And that additional dedicated output has a second level of priority, and that would be after all the firm requirements from Wrangell and Petersburg are met, and it is determined that there is additional surplus available, use the word surplus usefully, at Tai'i that can be delivered to Ketchikan, which can be purchased. And then the last one is just surplus power that's kind of a catch-all. If, a mine popped up or something that is not a purchasing utility, you could sell that power to them. Those terms are not in the current power sales agreement. They are in the proposed power sales agreement.
In order to change the power sales agreement, is that a majority vote or is that a unanimous vote?
That's unanimous.
And that is written actually into the new terms of the new organization, or the proposed terms of the new organization, that it would take a unanimous vote to change that power sales agreement?
It's in the power sales agreement that it takes no party may terminate this agreement except for the written consent of all parties. And then if you go to the bylaws, there's a series of topics where the bylaws specify it has to be unanimous, and then other topics where the affirmative vote of a supermajority, which is 80%. And that doesn't have anything to do with the power sales agreement, but let's take, for example, with an 80% requirement, providing any new hydroelectric generation or transmission lines. Obviously, if we're going to go out and say, you know, let's add a new hydro project, it requires an 80% vote of the board. And what that means is you got to get buy-in from everybody.